Okay. Perkei Mishnah Gimel. Hamocher es hamor. If a person sells a donkey, now this donkey, the Gemara explains, is a mommy lactating donkey. So when the person says, I'll take that mommy lactating donkey with the milk, so then machar es siyach, then the foal, the baby donkey, goes with it, because like, why would a person want a nursing donkey unless he wants the baby too, because nursing donkeys make treif milk. As opposed to machar es parah, if a person says, I want to get that nice milk cow, well obviously he wants the milk because milk is great. Right?
When the baby's gone, the milk stops.
Right, it's a package deal. The point is,
no, what I'm saying is, what you're saying, but if it's sold without the baby, but it's a nursing donkey,
the milk will stop. But why would you
stops.
Come in? This guy came into.
Stop nursing, the milk stops.
This guy walked into the farm and says, I'm looking for a nursing donkey.
Okay.
And that's the case of the mission. The case is, so he says, okay, sold. Obviously, he means the nursing donkey, like with the mom, but the baby. Otherwise, what do you want a nursing donkey for? Okay, so that's that. Machar ashpa. If a person sells his manure storage facility, so machar zibla, the manure goes with it. It's like the manure is what makes it a manure facility, as opposed to just a spot on the ground, a hole in the ground, or whatever, is the fact that there's zevel there. So therefore, the zevel goes with it. Machar bor. If a person sells a pit, machar meimav, the water goes with it. Now, interestingly, this is actually a das yachid, and the chacham disagree. Things that are perennially, ongoingly filled, like the manure heap, so the manure and the manure heap go together. But when it comes to a bore, a pit, like this is not a well attached to the water table. It's a storage, like a cistern that gets filled with water and unfilled with water. So when I sold you the cistern, I wasn't selling the water inside of it. That water is mine. I'll take it with me, or I'll wait till it finishes, whatever the story is. So that's how the chum passes, and that's the din. The din is, when you sell a boar, the water does not go with it. It's not, they're two separate things. Again, two separate things. It fills up and unfills.
But the manure pile also does fill up.
Apparently not. Apparently it's ongoing storage, it's ongoing manuring. That is definitely the pshat. The pshat is definitely that it's perennially full of manure. Now, there might be a functional reason for that. It might well be that to be like essentially a compost heap or the equivalent, the bacteria living there, you don't want to, you if you denude it even once, like it would, so you'd lose it. I think that might be part of it. Is like, the manure is breaking down all the time. But now I'm speculating. The idea is that manure heaps always have manure inside of them. Every day the animals poop, every day gets cleared and put in there. You don't want to get it down too low, apparently. Okay. Machar kaveris, if a person sells the beehive. So machar devorim, the bees go with it, because what's a beehive without bees? Machar shovach, if a person sells the dovecote. Machar yonim, the birds go with it, because what's a bird? A bird dovecote without the birds populating it. Nothing. Hokech peros shovach machavero. New din here. They contract, the purchaser wants to buy the output of the dovecote. Now, the output here, believe it or not, means the birds themselves, not the eggs for breakfast. So, mafriach brecha rishona. The owner is entitled to chase away, or to let fly, as opposed to hand over, the first hatched. Brecha is a pair, exactly, a pair, a boy and a girl, squab. Baby dove. Here, I want to speak this case up. I have an ongoing factory which every year produces a new batch of birds. You want to buy this year's batch. Now, it's like a goose laying golden eggs. You can't expect me to kill the goose for 1 year's set of eggs. So there's no. So therefore, the mission is saying, I want to buy this year's chicks, and I say it's a deal. There's no way I could have meant as a seller to give you every chick that's born, because if that happened, then good, this year I would sell you what I produced, but next year I'd have nothing. Inconceivable person would kill his goose, lays his golden eggs, and therefore it must mean that I'm giving you all the excess production after the critical amount that is retained by me to keep the thing going. You follow? Speaking of more, if I gave all the baby chicks away, then all the mommy and daddies will fly the coop, because they have no babies there to take care of, and therefore next year I won't have any birdhouse. So there's no way I could have agreed to that. There's no way I would have agreed to to kill the goose, laying the golden eggs. I'll just give you this year's eggs. So, that being the case, I get, the Mishnah says, when you come to greet, I'm going to chase the first pair away, and I'm going to let them fly, as opposed to give them to you. So that way, they'll live there and continue to populate the birdhouse, and things will, you know, the birdhouse will survive another generation, so I can sell next year's apple to a different purchaser. The Gemara speaks out that the Metzius is that for the, to make it worth the while of the parent doves, they would need to have two pairs that are tending to, and therefore the case of the mission must be that the first pair is already hatched and is flying around, and you have to let a second pair. So brecha rishona here means the first pair after the purchase was agreed upon, but the second pair of the year. Peres kaveres, if the purchaser agrees, contracts, he wants to buy the output of the beehive. So again, we're not talking about the honey, we're talking about the bees themselves. So same idea, if you would denude the hive of all its babies, and no one's going to be able to work and grow the beehive, it won't survive another year. So I wouldn't do that. Therefore, if you purchase the peres kaveres, no tel shlosh nechilin umesaris. The purchaser, every 9 days a new batch of bees come out in the season, so you can take the first three batches of hatched bees, and then misares, the pshat is, the two pshats in the Gemara, but the most learned the pshat is, whatever, the two pshat in the Gemara, but the simple pshat is that it's alternate, meaning 1, 2, 3 you get, 4 I keep, 5 you get, 6 I keep, 7 you get, and so on. The idea is, if I wait till later on, every new batch, says the Bartanura, is like a, throughout the season, is like weaker, more, not as robust as the previous, so I wouldn't want to wait till the end because I'll have just the most pathetic bees and won't be able to keep my hive going. Okay? Fine. Chalos Dvash, if I agree to sell you my honeycomb, so maniach shtei chalos. Two honeycombs must stay inside of the beehive, otherwise what will happen is the bees will die trying to, in the wintertime, because it's too metabolically expensive to make new honeycomb. Right? We said 8 times as much honey needs to be consumed to make 1 unit of wax for honeycomb. So therefore, that's what's going to happen. You have to leave 2 so the thing can survive. Zeisim, lakots. If I sell you my olive tree for the wood, and I sell you this year's olive wood, obviously I want my olive tree. So therefore, maniach shei grofios. I get to keep 2 grofios. The one pshat is that it means 2 branches coming out. Or the, how low do I cut the olive tree? Only so low that there are 2 branches coming out of it, and that way it will grow back and have new olive wood next year. The Rambam's pshat is that grofios, the word egrof means fists. So it means I cut it down to just 2 fists off the ground, leaving it to leave the stump 2 fists high, which allow it to grow a second time. Okay.